Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the name of the Lord. We give God praise. We give God thanks for this new month of September. We praise and bless His holy name. We thank God for this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Hallelujah.
We give God all the praise, Heavenly Father, our Creator. We thank God for sending His Son, and we thank Jesus Christ for giving His life for us. And we thank the Holy Spirit for being our guide and our help, our helper and our comforter, and who is leading us. We give Him all the praise, glory and honor this day. Welcome to the house of prayer. Let's worship and sing praises to the name of the Lord, because He alone is worthy. He's a God who's pleased in the praises of His people. And the Bible says He's a God who's enthroned on the praises of His people. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to the name of the Lord. So let us worship Him, praise Him with all of
praise
our heart,
Lord,
with all of our
Lord,
strength.
You, Jesus.
Let's worship Him in
thank
spirit
you,
and in
Malaka
truth,
Tori,
because
Makara,
He's a God who deserves all the glory. He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of all honor. He's worthy of all adoration. He's a God who loves us unconditionally. We thank God for His love, because His love has no conditions. He loves us the way we are. He's a loving Father.
Amen.
He's a merciful God. He's a forgiving God.
Hallelujah.
He's a God who cleanses us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Washes us with His blood. And we can come to Him just as we are.
Amen.
This God, we don't have to wash ourselves with water like many other religions do. Wash yourself. And if you are like this, you cannot come to the temple. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. Our God said, come just as you are.
Hallelujah.
So whatever may be your past, whatever you might have been through today, know that you're coming to your Father. And this Heavenly Father, our God, Jesus Christ, never turns His face away from you. When you call on His name, He looks at you with a smile and answers you. He loves you the way you are. Because whatever may be your condition today, when you go to Him, He is willing to accept you.
Hallelujah.
He's a God who will, when we say, Lord, I'm sorry, I've done this, 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 He's ready to wash you clean with His blood. And only in Christianity we can call God our Father.
Father.
That's the relationship you can have with this God. And He knows you through and through.
Amen.
He knows you're sitting down. He knows you're standing up. He knows even your thoughts.
Mm.
Your thought life, He knows it all. And He's waiting for you to turn to Him.
Hallelujah.
And when you come to Him, He's willing to accept you as His child.
Hallelujah.
Come to Him, ask Him for forgiveness, ask, repent of your sins. And He's a Father who's willing to forgive you.
Amen.
Praise the name of this is our God. This is our loving Father.
Hallelujah.
So we worship Him in spirit and in truth. We call Him our Father. And He calls us His beloved children.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God.
Praise
the Bible
Lord.
Says, as far as the east is from the west, so far He will remove our transgressions from us. So far, He'll remove the sins and the flaws. And the Bible says He will remember them no more.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. So whatever it is that is condemning you, whatever is making you think that I've done many wrong things in life, I have done many bad things in life, I cannot call on this holy God, I cannot call on this God because He's too pure, He's too holy, I'm sinner, I have sinned. I've come to tell you today that Jesus loves you.
Hallelujah.
He doesn't look at you like how the world looks at you.
Praise you, Lord.
He will help you when you come to Him. To overcome all those weaknesses.
Praise you, Jesus.
When you call on His name, He is always there ready to help you to come out of every sin, to come out of every bad ways, to come out of every wicked way. He helps you like a father teaches the little baby to walk.
Mm-hmm.
holding a hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's how God is going to teach you to walk in His ways.
Amen.
All He wants you is to turn to Him and call Him your Father, call Him your God, and ask Him for help. And turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away from unrighteousness.
Mm.
Turn away from all those things that you were doing in the world which you know are not right. Because there is a spirit in man. There is a conscience inside of you that will tell you what you're doing is not right. But we just ignore sometimes and we just want to do what we want to do. But God is calling you today.
Thank you, Lord.
He knows you by your name.
Hallelujah.
He knows what you have been through. He knows what you're going through. I've come to tell you that there is hope for you in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is a bright future for you in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And He has good plans for you, better plans for you than what you have planned.
Hallelujah.
And He will make things work out for you.
Amen.
He's a good God. This is the God we are talking to you about.
Hallelujah.
This is the God we sing praises to. This is our God who we worship with all of our heart.
Amen.
This is the God whose word we preach with passion. Because every word in the Bible is a promise that God is giving His children.
Hallelujah.
And He's a promise-keeping God.
Amen.
And He's a promise-fulfilling God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's why we love Him so much. He's not a man that He should lie. Whatever He said in the Bible, He fulfilled in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And He loves you the same way.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't have favorites. He's not a partial God.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone who calls on Me will be saved, the Bible says.
Yes, Lord.
Call on Me, you and your household will be saved.
Hallelujah.
Not just you. Everyone around you, your household, everyone who you hold dear to you will be saved. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. So let's worship this God.
Amen.
Let's sing praises to His name.
Thank you, Lord.
Let's exalt His name on high.
Thank
praise
you,
the
Jesus.
Name of the Lord. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to lift your God. Come, just as you are.
Choose you now. Come. Come. God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasures remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come and we exclaim, our God is mighty. We lift up your name, for you are holy. We sing it again. All honor and glory in adoration, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. Oh, yes, Lord. In adoration, we bow before your throne. Bow down and worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Let us worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Oh, bow down and worship Him. Your holy presence fills this room. Refine us, fire, sweet perfume. Your holy presence fills this room. This is holy. Bow down. Come, let us bow down. Bow down and worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Let us worship Him.
Oh, worship Him.
Come, let us worship Him.
Let us worship Him.
Here is my worship.
All of my worship.
Receive my worship. All of my worship. Jesus, here is my worship. All of my worship. Receive my worship. All of my worship. You, Lord, you are worthy. And no one can worship you. For me, for all the things you've done for me, and no one can worship you for me. You, Lord, you are worthy, and no one can worship you for me, for all the things you've done for me. And no one can worship you for me. Here is my worship.
All of my worship.
Receive my worship. All of my worship. Here is my worship. Lord, all of my worship. Receive my worship. All of my worship. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. And I will not be silent. I will always worship you. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship you. My worship,
all of my worship.
Receive my worship,
all of my worship.
Here is my worship,
all of my worship.
Receive my worship,
all of my worship.
Here is my worship.
All of my worship.
Receive my worship.
All of my worship.
You, Lord, you are worthy. And no one can worship you for me. For all the things you've done for me,
no one can worship you for me,
and no one
can worship you for me,
and no one can worship you for me. We are alive and we are well, and no one can worship you for me. We are breathing and we are strong.
No
one
can worship you for me. The dead cannot worship you, Lord.
We are alive and we are well, and so, Lord, we worship you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. We worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Almighty.
We are in the right state of mind.
Yes, Lord, we thank
you. We worship you.
We worship you.
We are free. We worship you. We are walking in victory. We worship you,
Lord. We worship you, Lord.
We bless your holy
thank
name.
You, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you,
we give
Lord.
You glory, honor, and praise.
Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord.
All you're looking for is worship. All you're asking for is worship. We worship you, Lord.
We worship you, Almighty God. We worship you, O King of glory. We give you all our worship.
We worship you. We are alive, we worship you, the reason I live is to worship you, and I worship you, I worship you, oh Lord, the reason I live is to worship you. And we bless your holy name. You have been so good to us, so kind, so faithful. We bless your name. Every morning we wake up with new mercies. We thank you, Lord. Each day you bless us. You load us daily with benefits.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
You open your hands and you satisfy us with good things. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory, honor, and praise. For you give us our heart's desire. Thank you, Lord. Even the things that we didn't ask for, you still make it happen in our lives, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Even before our need can come, you satisfy us, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Daily, you heap up blessing after blessing over
hallelujah,
us.
Hallelujah.
We bless
hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not only you bless us, you bless the children and the generations to come.
Amen, amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
What else can we say but lift up our voices in thanksgiving and say, thank you, Lord, for this ninth month.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
For carrying us through.
Thank you, Lord.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. And here we are in the ninth month.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are in the last quarter of this year.
Hallelujah.
We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We bless you. Bless
things came our way, but you carried us through.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.
You made every crooked path straight.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
You opened doors that no man can shut. You shut doors that no man can open.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You have covered us and sealed us with your blood, preserved us in our going out and in our coming in. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we bless you. So I will give you all my worship.
So yes, Lord.
I will give you all my praise.
You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. My Lord, you alone are
worthy of my praise.
You alone, Jesus,
are worthy of all our praise.
So we give you all our praise. We bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you.
We overflow with thanksgiving, with a grateful heart, with a song of praise. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. I love you so much. Hear these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. Love you so much, Jesus, I love you so much. How my soul, it longs for you. It longs to worship you forever. In your power and majesty, I lift my hands, I lift my voice, I lift my voice towards the heavens. For you are my sun and shield. How my soul, it longs for you, it longs to worship you forever. In your power and majesty, I lift my hand, I lift my heart, I lift my voice towards the heavens. For you these praises from a grateful heart. Each time I think of you, the praises start. I love you so much, Jesus. 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 I love you so much, Jesus.
I love you so much.
love you so much. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, and you are God and God alone. Because of you my cloudy days are gone,
and I will sing to you this song.
I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you,
Lord, I love you more than anything. Lord, I
love you, Jesus,
more than anything. And I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold.
Hey,
I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are
my everything. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold.
You mean more than this world to me.
You mean more than this world to me.
You are
the love of my life. Hallelujah.
You are
the hope that I cling to.
You mean
more than this world to me,
Jesus.
I wouldn't trade you
for silver or gold.
I wouldn't trade you for riches untold.
You mean more than this world to me.
You mean more than this world to me. You are my everything.
You are
my everything. You mean more than this world to me.
You mean
more than this world to me.
You are my everything.
Jesus,
you are
my everything. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are my everything.
You are my all.
You are my everything, both great and small.
Hallelujah.
You gave your life for me, made everything new. You are my everything, Lord. Now, how about you?
Hallelujah.
Is he your everything? Does he mean more to you than this world? Is there anything that has taken the place of God in your life? Denounce it this very moment. He is your everything.
Hallelujah.
He loves us so much that he gave himself completely for us. Even if we were the only one, he would still come down to die for us. Nothing can save you. Nothing could save us.
Nothing.
The Savior,
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, paid the price, not of silver, not of gold, not of things that are corruptible, but he laid down his life. He laid down his life,
Hallelujah.
That you and I may have eternal life. So let's not transact that for the things of this world. He freed us from every kind of bondage. He gave us victory over sin and death, not for us to put ourselves back into bondage. In him we are free. In him is our being.
Hallelujah.
We are his and he is in us. This day, let's give him thanks and praise his holy name for that greatest sacrifice that he did, that no other God did or can do or will do. He's the only one. If you haven't given your life to the Lord, and if you're still in two minds, this day, do not be on two opinions. Make up your mind to choose him as your personal savior. Get into relationship. As Pastor Rachel said, there is no God who allows his children, people to call him father, other than in Christianity. It's a relationship, not a religion. He's inviting you today,
Hallelujah.
To come, to for him to come into your heart as he's knocking the door of your heart, so that he can come in and sup with you and dine with you, so that he can enter into your life. No longer you will be a slave to sin. The day you accept him as your personal savior, no longer you live, but Christ lives in you,
Hallelujah.
The hope,
Amen.
Of
yes,
glory.
Yes, yes, Jesus.
Don't be just following him. Church can't save you. Fellowship can't save you. Jesus is the only one that saves.
Hallelujah.
And salvation,
yes.
Only in his name. We are not making plans just for life in this world, because we are pilgrims in this world. One day we will have to move from this world, exit from this world. But where will you spend eternity is the point. When you die, we mean Christians don't use the word death, but we use it sleep in Christ. You sleep in Christ and you rise in Christ at the pearly gates of heaven,
Hallelujah.
Where your Savior welcomes you into the mansion that he has prepared for you.
Hallelujah.
Which religion has this hope?
Tell me.
Who can give you the guarantee? None. But the Bible states, you are transitioned. You move from one to another. That is in Christ only.
Yes.
In Christ the dead rise.
Hallelujah.
There's resurrection in him. No contradictions. If you're standing and sitting in front of those idols that cannot speak. They cannot talk. They cannot hear.
No.
You are wasting your time. My sister, my brother, as you listen to this recording, accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Make a commitment with Him, a covenant with Him today, that He is your God and you are His child. And enter the benefits of the kingdom of God. You will live a victorious life.
Amen.
I'm not saying you won't have challenges, but you will face every challenge, knowing that He already won it for you.
Amen, yes.
You already know that He won that for you.
Hallelujah.
And He's you will walk in victory. It. Conquered it. That's what the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
In Christ, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
So Christians face challenges, but they face challenges with victory, with a signboard of victory already.
Yes, exactly.
We don't sit down and see the challenge and say, are we going to win or lose?
Mm-mm.
No, we already know that He has won it for us.
Amen, yes. Hallelujah.
He already won it for us.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
We are victorious in Him. We are here to encourage you today to accept Him as your personal Savior and to enjoy the benefits of being a child of God, a son of God, of the Most High God, walking in victory, walking in power, exercising authority and dominion over everything that He has given us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This evening, we just want to strengthen you through the Word of God, more like a kind of a Bible study, because the Lord has been speaking to us in all these months about the way God is going to lead us and the way God is going to end this year for us. And there are so many prophecies that have gone forth. And I just want to thank God
thank
for those
you,
prophecies. Last week, we received the Word of God about the new wine and the new wine skins. And also this week, I just like to give you a word that God has given us to give you. Other than the Bible study, it is from the book of Joel chapter 2, 18 and 19. Just to remind you of September, because the Lord declared this month to be a month of celebration, a month of victory, and a month to flourish in the name of Jesus. So we just want to look at this before we go into our Bible study. Joel chapter 2. If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of Joel chapter 2 and read 18 and 19. We look at those two verses.
Joel chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
The book of Joel, chapter number 2, I read from verse 18. Then the Lord will be zealous for His land and pity His people. Verse 19, the Lord will answer and say to His people,
Hallelujah.
Behold,
mm-hmm.
I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations.
Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord will answer you. The Lord will answer you. The Lord will be zealous for His land, for His people.
Amen.
And He will pity His people. And He will show mercy to His people. And the Lord will answer and say to His people, I will send you, number one, grain. Grain is provision. Full supply. No lack.
Amen.
Abundance. Full supply, no lack,
abundance.
And abundance. New wine. New wine, we talked about it last week. New wine symbolizes celebration. When you open new wine, it bubbles. It gushes out. You will bubble with joy.
Amen.
New wine, new doors. New wine, new projects. New wine, new ventures. New wine, progression.
Amen.
Moving forward. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then He said, satisfy you with new wine, send you grain and new wine and oil. And oil, the Holy Spirit, the anointing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Power, Holy Spirit, power. Prosperity, oil, and the presence of God.
Amen.
You can't have provision if you don't have God's presence in your life. You can't have celebration if you don't have the presence of God in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. So all these three things we are going to experience in the month of September. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It also states that in Old Testament, when the Jews were rich people, they used to use oil to anoint people's feet because they were rich. They never used to use water. They used to wash the people's feet with oil. That's how rich they were. And we can look at this in the book of Deuteronomy 33, 24 to 25. Deuteronomy
33, 24. So Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 24, I read, "And of Asher he said, Asher is most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil." Verse 25, "Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be."
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is a prophecy which was given to Asher. And Asher means blessed.
Mm-hmm.
The name Asher means blessed. We can claim this blessing for ourselves.
Asher,
we are blessed.
Amen.
Asher is most blessed of sons.
Mm-hmm.
Let him be favored by his brothers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will be favored.
Amen.
Wherever you go, in the midst of your colleagues, in the midst of your comrades, wherever you are, you will be favored.
Amen.
In your family, you are favored. In your community, you are favored. At work, you are favored. And your feet are dipped in oil.
Amen.
And that is a sign of you will be able, locked up to be able to preach the gospel. Your feet are locked up to evangelize, to move the gospel forward. We also see when Paul was talking about the foot, he said that the gospel are shod with the feet are shod with the gospel of peace.
Amen.
You go wherever you put your feet, you will preach the gospel of peace to many. And he says, "Your sandals shall be iron and bronze, and as your days, so shall your strength be." So sandals indicates, again, talking about the gospel. And these words, which means iron and bronze, means very strong.
Hallelujah.
The word of God is true.
Mm.
The word of God is strong. The word of God is firm.
Mm. Yes.
No shifting and no shaking.
No.
That's the power of the
Hallelujah.
Word of God.
Amen.
With which you will preach the word of God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
"And your days, as are your days, so shall your strength be." People, as they grow older, they feel they're becoming more feeble. But the children of God, as they grow older, the anointing grows stronger and their strength is renewed. "As are your years, so shall your strength be." So the more you become old, the more your strength is renewed by God. Hallelujah. That's where we can see Caleb at 85 said, "I have to go and take the mountain
mm-hmm.
of Hebron."
Yes.
That's exactly the example. And God is saying that for us, these years of age, we don't compare it and say, "What else do you expect me at 40? What else do you expect of 50?
Mm-hmm.
No. As are your, that's only a number. As are your years, so shall your strength be. At
Amen.
30, you will have 30 horsepower.
Amen.
At 40, you'll have 40 horsepower.
Hallelujah.
At 50, you'll be running at 50 horsepower. So as the age is increasing,
mm-hmm.
your strength is increasing,
mm-hmm.
your power in you is increasing.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the yeah. Lord. So don't just sit back and say that now is retirement age and now is the time to. No. We've got many people in the fellowship who have crossed 70s and 80s
yes.
and are strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And we give thanks to God
Hallelujah.
For them.
Yes.
They are the generation of Caleb.
Mm.
They are the generation of Moses.
Amen.
120, His eyes didn't grow dim.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank At 99, Abraham was running and getting the lamb ready for the angels that visited him. Amen. So we come from that kind of generation.
Hey,
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That is the kind of generation we are belonging to.
Hallelujah.
So that's how we will. We have started like that. We will end well in Jesus' name. So this is the prophecy that God has given us for this month. So hold on to the grain that he has given you. Hallelujah. He's released grain. He has released new wine. And he has released oil. The anointing for the season.
Amen.
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 You will do as the occasion demands.
Mm-hmm.
See, what did it say in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 10 when they anointed Saul? Hallelujah. Saul was a different person after he was anointed. He began to prophesy. After he was anointed, they said, is this not Saul, the son of Kish, and he is among the prophets? And then it says that he behaved according to the way the occasion demands. God is telling me there is a special anointing that is resting upon your life. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Resting upon your life, and you will do as the occasion demands for you to do. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Here we are in 1 Samuel chapter 10. Then the Spirit, I'm reading from 6. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. Amen.
Yes.
And let it be when these signs come to you that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. I am here to tell you, God has anointed you with the power of the Holy Spirit, with the oil. Hallelujah. He has anointed you. So you will be followed with signs, wonders, and you will do as the occasion demands because God is with you. Anything crops up, you'll say, oh, the occasion has come. I have the right answer for this occasion. I have the right way to move with this occasion. You will put a demand on the anointing that God has laid upon you. You will put a demand on the, Lord, I'm anointed. I can do this. Lord, I'm anointed. This is my time to show up here, to solve this problem, to do these things. These are the things that you will do during this month of September.
Amen.
So I really want to thank God for all that he has been speaking. But my mind was, this whole week was on a particular topic as I was meditating on the word of God. Most of the time I hear lots of things around, and most of the people talking things that don't go in line with God's word. And I feel that even though we have all these prophecies, and if we have all these things, that promises, but if really we don't know the word of God and the benefits that we are entitled to, then you are not leading a life of a child of God. So today I just want to talk about the manifestations of the sons of God in this season. The manifestations of the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
God laid this on my heart and said, if we are in a crisis and we don't know who we are, we'll just behave like everyone else, and we'll react to that occasion like everyone else, and we'll talk like everyone else, and we'll do like everyone else, and we will get results like everyone else. But the Lord was laid on my heart that this is a season for the sons of God to be manifested.
Amen.
For the manifestation of the sons of God. I just want to talk about this, and you can see this. You might have heard this message before, or you might have gone through this, but God wants to stir up our spirits and give us the strength to understand this is your season for manifestation.
Hallelujah.
As a son of God.
Amen.
Amen. So the occasion demands it. So God wants you to be ready as a son of God to take your position in the name of Jesus. Romans 8, 14 to 19 we will read. It's going to be like a Bible study. I have lots of scriptures here, but I believe that it will bless you and bless me as well. Romans chapter 8, 14.
Romans chapter 8 verse 14
to 19.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. 17. And if children, then heirs, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for whom? For the revealing of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? You and I are the sons of God. God has many children, but he only has few sons.
Mm-hmm.
God has many children, but he has only a few sons. We are all adopted into his family. But a position of sonship describes a believer who has Hallelujah. Come to a place of maturity, responsibility, and authority in the family of God.
Hallelujah.
You know that you are adopted in Christ's family, but you are a son, you are a mature child of God, you are a responsible child of God, and you know how to exercise authority. You are a son of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is not enough to be adopted in the family of God. It is to enjoy the privileges of sonship.
Mm-hmm.
We must enjoy the privileges of sonship. We are happy our Father is Jesus Christ. But are we enjoying the privilege of being his son?
Mm-hmm.
This is where we are going this today. The benefits of sonship we have seen in Romans 8, 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Children of God need external rules for guidance. But the sons of God have the Spirit of God to guide them.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Children of God need rules. Don't do this, do this, don't do that, do this, and they can follow. But the sons of God don't need rules. They have the guidance of the Holy Spirit of how for them to act, how for them to move, and how for them to do things according to the occasion that demands.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we want to look at, hallelujah, we want to look at the verse from 1 John 2:27 when we talk about the Spirit of God that is inside of us, which makes us different from a child of God, is having the Spirit of God in us. That's why we are called the sons of God. 1 John 2:27.
1 John, the epistle of John, the 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
There's an anointing. We talked about the Holy Spirit inside of us. So that anointing which you have received from him is inside of you. And that anointing will teach you. Amen.
Amen.
And you do not need that anyone else to teach you.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit is your teacher.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit will teach you.
Mm.
John 16 verse 13. John 16 verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. Amen. So, sons of God, always aware of their relationship with their father. The sons of God are aware of their relationship with their father. Mm. Pastor Rachel, when she was praying, she said, we have a relationship with God as our father, and we come boldly to him and we call him Abba Father. Praise God. Mm. Galatians 4:6 says, sons of God call God as Abba Father, means daddy. So we don't fear, but we respect him. We are not fearing God. I fear you. I fear you. I fear you. I fear God. He's consuming fire. Now fire will come upon and burn me up. Mm-mm. If you have an earthly father who has been punishing you when you were a child a lot, your mentality towards your heavenly father will be the same way. Mm-hmm. Because you'll think that your heavenly father also is like how your earthly father is. But I want to tell you, your heavenly father is totally different from your whichever earthly father you had. Mm. They exercise the way of discipline maybe by beating or smacking or things like that. But our earthly, our heavenly father, we respect him. Yes. And we can come boldly into his presence, as Pastor Rachel said, as a son of God. Hebrews 4:16. You can come boldly to the throne of mercy. As who are you coming? As a son of God.
Hallelujah.
As a son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't need permission. You are the son of God. You can come to the throne of grace, through the throne of mercy.
Hallelujah.
How? Because of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sons stick to their father in both good times and in bad times. Romans 8:17. So as you enjoy the glory of God, so shall you also be ready to go through the suffering as well. So you, as a son of God, you don't say when suffering comes, I'm leaving the family. I'm not a son of God now because there's a lot of problems coming. No. A son stays in the family of God at all times. Romans 8:17, the B part.
If indeed we suffer with him,
mm-hmm.
that we may also be glorified together.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So when you are a child of God, you will suffer, but also you will be glorified in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In suffering, we have to be. That's why we have a few things that we all go through in life. That is for us to identify with him.
Yes.
How you'll identify with Christ if you don't suffer at all?
Mm-hmm.
In his suffering, you identify you with Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And you experience it so that you know that how you can enjoy the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. A son stays in the family of God. He has nowhere to go. He doesn't leave the family. That verse you can see very well in John 6:66-69, when the hard truth was being spoken. Many people left Jesus Christ and went away. John 6:66.
The Gospel of John,
mm-hmm.
chapter 6, verse 66.
2:69.
I read verse 66. From that time,
many
of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. 67. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? 68. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. 69. Also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So he said, where shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, the living word. You are life. We don't have life outside there. In you only we have life. Praise the name of the Lord. So that shows a son stays in the family irrespective of hardship, irrespective of suffering, And irrespective of whatever they go through, they still identify themselves as the sons of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God, we are not illegitimate children.
No.
We are the sons of God.
Mm.
So we must also be ready to be disciplined and chastened by our Father.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As it says in 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
The epistle of John now.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 4:17.
Mm-hmm.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world.
Hallelujah. As Amen. He is, as Christ is, so we are. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. So now you can identify that He and you are one in Jesus' name. What does 1 John 2:6 say? It says, 1 John 2:6.
He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked.
That's how you should be. Now we are talking about sons of God, and we are saying that we are a son of God. Then we need to walk. We abide in Him. We also need to walk the way He walked. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, why I laid the foundation about the sons of God? Because I want you to know many people have an identity crisis because they do not know who they really are. Today, God wants you to know, I want my children to know that they are the sons of God. They have my spirit inside of them. They are nothing less than me. They are nothing less than me.
Hallelujah.
Nobody can tell you that you are less than who you are unless you don't know who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. If you don't know who you are, the devil knows who you are and will take advantage of your ignorance. You don't know who you are, but the devil knows who you are. So what will he do? He will take advantage over you. 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, what does it say? Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2:11. I want you to take down the scriptures so that you can take some time to chew on it, to masticate it, so that you will get it such a way that these 4 months you will walk as the son of God and trod the whole globe.
Hallelujah.
And do what God called you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And accomplish the many years that you didn't accomplish things will be accomplished in this year in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 2:11.
Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
You see? We should not be ignorant of Satan's devices. All Satan wants to make you confused. Satan will always try to get you to doubt your status in God. He will always make you doubt your status in God. Especially one thing I like to tell believers. Anytime when you do anything that is not in line with God's word, you quickly repent. Ask for forgiveness. Don't stagger around somewhere in hiding. When you have done something wrong, which is not in line with God's word, you ask God for forgiveness. Hallelujah. You come to Him with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You approach God and you ask God for forgiveness. Don't allow the enemy to play with your mind and tell you, now that you have done this, you have no more status with God. You're not a son of God. No, 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 no. God wants you to know that the enemy cannot do anything unless he deceives you. Deceives you and creates a doubt in your heart about your status. Hallelujah. In God. When you know your status in God, you are very effective and you exercise authority over the devil.
Hallelujah.
As long as you do not know your status, you fear the devil. But if you know who you are in Christ, the devil will fear you. Hallelujah. Because Jesus told us in the book of Luke 10, I have given you all power and authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to know, when God announced Jesus, "This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased with." We can see that in the book of Luke 3:22b, where God announces, Luke 3:22b. He make it clear that this is my son.
A voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved son, in you I am well pleased."
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now look at Luke 4:3.
"And the devil said to him, 'If you are the son of God, command this stone to become bread.'"
Here God said, "You are my beloved son." Here the devil is saying, "If you are the son of God." What is he doing? He is trying to make Jesus doubt his own status. Hallelujah. So he's saying, if you are the son of God, Jesus already knows that he is the son of God. He don't need to make stones into bread. He knows he is the son of God. Likewise, you don't need to prove who you are to the devil. You need to tell him, "I know who I am."
Amen.
"I know who I am."
Hallelujah.
Praise the name. You don't need to prove to him who you are. You need to tell him who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So he wanted to get Jesus to doubt who he was. Thereby, he could diminish his authority. So Jesus would not be able to exercise authority over him, because Jesus doesn't know who he is. But Jesus knew who he was. So he didn't give him an answer about, "Yes, I am the son of God." He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We look at also, he did something to Eve as well in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 5. Genesis chapter 3 verse 5. How the enemy is subtle, and how he'll come to you and tell you that, "Do you think God still loves you? Do you think God cares for you? You're going through all this trouble. Do you think that you are really a son of God?" All those kinds of voices, I silence it this day in the name of Jesus. You are the son of the Most High God.
Amen.
Blood washed.
Hallelujah.
Spirit filled.
Amen.
Son of God. Genesis 3 verse 5.
Genesis chapter 3 verse 5. "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good,
3:5.
Sorry.
Yes. You will be like God.
Mm-hmm.
But did not God create them in the image and likeness of God?
Yes.
They were already like God.
Mm-hmm.
They were already like God. Mm-hmm. They didn't need to eat a fruit to become like God. They were already like God.
Yes.
Genesis 1:27 says, "Let us make man in our own image and in our likeness." See? So only when Satan deceives you, he can destroy you. Eve did not know that she was made in the likeness and image of God. When she heard that, "If I eat this fruit, I will become like God," they were already God. They were already in the image and like God. You are a son of God. Let not any failure make you feel, "I am nothing." Let not any challenge that you face make you feel that, "I am of no use." This evening, I want you to rise up into that place of sonship.
Amen.
That I am the son of God. I am born to conquer. I am born to establish things on this earth. I am here to rule and reign.
Hallelujah.
The earth has been given to me.
Amen.
I'm in charge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. So as long as Satan cannot deceive you, he cannot destroy you. Praise God. And he cannot deceive you as long as you know who you are in Christ. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You are living beyond kingdom standards because you don't know your position in Christ. But today I want you to know that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ as a son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, we are coming to the manifestations of the sons of God. God is waiting for us to manifest the power, the glory, and the exercise, the authority that He has given us. The world is waiting for us to come to our place in destiny. Otherwise, they will be continuing in bondage, in corruption, and in suffering. Mm-hmm. So the children of God have the power to deliver the world from bondage. The children of God, the sons of God have the power to deliver the world from bondage, deliver the world from corruption, deliver the world from suffering. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why the sons of God, the creation is waiting eagerly to see the manifestation of the sons of God so that they can be delivered from every kind of bondage, so that they can be freed from every kind of corruption, so that they can come out from every kind of suffering. So God is telling me to tell you, and people and situations are tied to our manifestation. The day you manifest as a son of God, you will rise up. Along with you, many destinies will rise up.
Amen.
Many destinies are tied up to you. Many people are tied up to you. Many situations are tied up to you. So as you are like a magnet, the moment you rise up, all these people will draw to you. Hallelujah. And will rise up along with you. That is why it is so important for us as children of God, as the sons of God, to take our position in Christ and manifest that power and the authority that has been given to us. Amen.
Amen.
So we have been positioned by God in our families, in our communities, to manifest as the sons of God so that they will become interested in Christ.
Hallelujah.
When you manifest as a son of God, they will want to know that God inside of you. Why? How she is able to do this? How she's rising up like this. How he is able to problem solve this. Who's that God that is inside of them? So that is how they will be a key. That will be the key for salvation to many of the people in the world. When the sons of God take their position and manifest the power and authority of God, that becomes the key of salvation for many people. Praise the name of the Lord. Whenever there is an oppression or a challenge, whenever there is an oppression or there is a challenge, God will ask, or God ask, are they no sons? Are they no sons? Let's see this verse in Jeremiah 49 verse 1. Today God is asking, with all that's happening in the world, are they no sons? Where are my sons? Why are they not rising up to their position? I have equipped them well. Jeremiah 49 verse 1.
Jeremiah chapter 49 verse, the first verse, verse number 1. Okay. Against the Ammonites, thus says the Lord, has Israel no sons? Has he no heir? Why then does Milcom inherit Gad and his people dwell in his cities?
You see, Milcom was the demonic principality worshipped by the Ammonites. And it was the spirit that had occupied that land that belonged to God's people. And because there were no sons to challenge that. Today, thank God for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And for the Spirit of God that is inside of us. No demon, no principality, no power can stand in front of a son of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because Jesus Christ stripped off all power, disarmed every principality and power, stripped them off completely.
Hallelujah.
And made a public spectacle of them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So demons are scared of you. You are not scared of demons. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So when you look at this, 40 days in the valley of Elah, the Israelites were challenged by an uncircumcised giant. They could not face him because they lost their identity. Any time when there is a crisis, there is an oppression, if you are not able to stand up, you have lost your identity. You have lost your identity. They knew they were children of God, right? The Jews were children of God. Hmm. Praise the name of the Lord. They worshipped the one true living God. Hmm. And yet this uncircumcised Philistine is talking about their God. And they were hiding. They didn't know. They didn't have their identity right. Hmm. They didn't know who their God is. And they did not know who they are in him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But David, a mere teenager, he was a covenant person. He knew that his God was greater than their false God. You know, during the time of Goliath, they worshipped the Philistines. They worshipped Dagon. When Goliath began to curse David by Dagon, David must have had a good laugh.
Hmm.
Was it not the same Dagon who fell and broke his neck and limbs before the mighty God of Jacob?
Mm.
So what are you trying to curse me against that one who fell down in front of the Ark of the Covenant? David knew his God very well.
Hallelujah.
David was spirit-filled. He was in the Old Testament, but he was walking in the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
David lived in the Old Testament, yet he was a man who understood and manifested in the Spirit of Sonship. He defeated Goliath and took away the reproach from Israel. Some of us are being threatened with so-called gods that are false gods. They can do nothing to us. They cannot rise up. They cannot stand against us. The Bible says in Luke 10:19, I have given you all power. I have given you all authority to do what? What to do? What can you do? God gave you power. God gave you authority to trample down serpents and snakes and scorpions.
Hallelujah.
Demonic powers, to bring them down, cast them down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So God is telling us today that Adam was created as the son of God. If you read the genealogy in the book of Luke and see in Luke 3:38, it says Seth, the son of Adam, and Adam, the son of God. Amen? So Adam was the son of God, but he did not walk in that position of dominion because of the result of his fall. But Jesus Christ, the only begotten son of God, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
came into this earth.
Amen.
And he took back
hallelujah,
that lost dominion and gave it back to us.
Hallelujah.
Today, we are the sons of God. It's time for us as the sons of God to manifest in every area, to do exploits for the kingdom of God, not to fear, not to run back, but to move forward, to take places, to take dominion, to stand strong on the promises of God and to wage a good warfare against everything that is waging war in your life.
Okay.
It's not a time to be like Gideon, who was hiding in the cave. Still, God sent an angel to tell him that you are a mighty man of valor.
Mm.
In the Old Testament, reminding him that you are a mighty man of valor.
Mm.
Today, we don't need anybody to remind us. We have the whole scripture here that tells us who we are in Christ. What are our privilege to be a child of God, a son of God? You have power, you have authority, you are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. Everything that Jesus can do, you can do. He dwells inside of you. The full Godhead dwells inside of you. Praise the name of the Lord. You are not just an Ark of the Covenant. You have everything inside of you.
Hallelujah.
You have God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, dwelling inside of you. You are a very powerful missile.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More powerful than an atomic bomb.
Amen.
That's why God said explosion, explosion, explosion in this month. Wherever you go, you will explode with the power that is within you.
Hallelujah.
Fire goes before him, burns up all his enemies. The hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You are a walking, talking presence carrier, carrying the presence of God. You are a carrier of God. You are a carrier of God. You carry God inside of you. You carry God inside of you. Don't allow your situation and your circumstance to determine who you are. Don't allow your bank account to determine who you are. Don't allow your past failures to determine who you are. Don't allow the things that happen in your life, or people rejected you, or people don't want to know you, or people say you failed, you are not of any use. Get back to the place and say, I am a son of God.
Hallelujah.
Born of God.
Amen.
And I carry God inside of me. Every uncircumcised Philistine, I stand in front of them today and declare the word of God with power. You will declare the word of God with power. When you know who you are in Christ, when you know your identity in Christ, when you know your status and position in Christ, when you know the authority that God has given you in Christ, you will use the word of God with power.
Amen.
You will not fear to say it, because there is nothing that can stop you, that can stop you, that can stop you from doing what God called you to do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The greater one lives inside of you. His name is Jesus.
Jesus, amen.
The world does not have him. You have him.
Yes.
The one who spoke into existence,
Hallelujah.
Called things into existence that do not exist, lives inside of you. Malaka turaba shandaraba shakalakatori raba. Hekuraba shakalakatori raba shakalakatori. You will press in, you will press on, and you will press through, and you will go to places that you never went, and you will take everything that the enemy stole from you by force in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Become violent in the kingdom of God. Become violent. The kingdom of God suffereth violence. The violent shall take it by force. After you came to know that the devil stole things from you because you didn't know your position in Christ, your status in Christ. Now, since you know who you are in Christ, go back and take back everything. Tell the devil, you have to pay back 7 times restitution to me for stealing things that are mine, because they were given to me by God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I want you to take some time to meditate on the scriptures. Unless you know who you are in Christ, you cannot exercise the scripture that the scriptures and promises that are there in the word of God. One more thing I would like to tell you. Walk in love. Love is power. Irrespective of what people did to you, irrespective of how they behaved with you, irrespective of how they treated you, irrespective of how they misused you or whatever, walk in love. Hallelujah. Then you walk in power.
Amen.
When you walk in bitterness, when you walk in unforgiveness, you cannot preach this gospel with power, because they are just like walls in front of you. But when you forgive everybody like Jesus did, you walk in liberty. You walk in freedom. You enjoy things like how Adam sat down in the Garden of Eden and enjoyed everything around because he was a free person. Jesus, the last Adam, came and gave us back our freedom. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We walk in love. We walk in power. We exercise the God-given authority that he has given us, and we have victory on all sides in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I know who God says I am.
Where he says I am. What he says I am. I know who I am.
I know
who God says I am. What he says I am. Where he says I am. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. Walking with miracles, I live a life of favor.
I know who I am.
I'm walking in power.
Walking in miracles.
I live a life of favor.
For I know who I am.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We give God glory, honor, and praise. We thank God for the word that He spoke to us. We are the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
We are just as He was, so are we in this world.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Just what, how Jesus was on this earth, that's how He expects us to be in these days. Because He has given us the Spirit, He has given us power, He has given us authority. So we give God praise for this enriching word.
Praise God.
For revealing to us, through the word of God, who we are, the identity, our identity in Christ, our status which God has given us in Christ, who we carry inside of us. When we know who we are and whose we are, who we belong to, the devil cannot trick us.
Cannot mess
around. And we will not fall a prey to his tricks.
Amen.
And he cannot mess around and mess about with us.
Mm.
Because we know who we are. And God has given us power and authority over the wiles and the devices of the enemy.
Amen.
When we stand up with that authority and with that power, the enemy has to back off and get out of our sight and go run away far from us. Because when we stand, the greater one inside of us, standing with us, praise the name of the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Creation is groaning
mm.
and is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
The ones who stand up and take authority and declare the word of God with power.
Amen.
And that word will go forth and do its work with that confidence. As long as we know who we are, we will walk in that confidence and in that victory of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for the word that He has given us.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
And we thank God for the promises that He has given us for this month, that He will satisfy us with grain, with wine, and with oil, that He will fully supply us the
yes.
providence that we need.
Amen.
We give God praise, and God has declared this month and given us a promise for this month, that this month we will celebrate.
Yes.
New doors will be opened.
Amen.
And there will be progression in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we thank God for His Holy Spirit.
Yes.
For the anointing and for the power, the prosperity and the presence of God that He has given us. And He declared to us that we are, and He revealed to us once again, if we have forgotten, because of all that is going on around us, reminded us once again who we are. And revealed it to us and made clear to us once again from His scriptures.
Yes, Lord.
That we are the sons of God, the holy sons of God, the righteous sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Who carry the power of God, the presence of God, the carriers of God. The Godhead in His fullness dwells inside of us. As we know that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Not just the Holy Spirit, God in His fullness dwells in us. That's why we say Christ in us, the hope of glory. Praise the name of the Lord. The fullness of God in Christ is inside of us. Praise the name of the Lord. We thank God for speaking to us through His word.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And we will go forth in this word.
Yes, Lord.
And wherever the occasion demands, we will rise to our standard.
Yes, Lord.
Knowing our status in Christ.
Amen.
Knowing our identity in Christ.
Amen.
We'll rise to the occasion.
Yes, Lord.
And we will declare to the world.
Yes, Lord.
And we will see the manifestation.
Amen.
Of the power of God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious God, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. For you have called us your sons.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you that we belong to you.
Hallelujah.
We thank you because we are your heirs.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the identity that you reveal to us.
Yes, Lord.
Through your word. That we are your sons.
and we can call you our Father. God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for speaking to us once again this day.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we pray that you fill us with that boldness.
Yes, Lord.
Fill us with that assurance. Fill us with that confidence that wherever we go, we stand like the sons of God.
Amen.
That nothing will shake us, nothing will move us, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you have given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind.
Amen.
So we will move with the power of God.
Hallelujah.
We will move with the love of God.
Amen.
Which is a powerful weapon that God gave us.
Thank you, Lord.
The love of God. Forgiving and forgetting and moving forward with the love of God.
Amen.
And we thank you for the mind that you gave us, the mind of Christ. Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, let this word seep inside of us.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, as you have given us many scriptures,
yes,
give
Lord.
Us the time and the grace
meditate.
To sit down
yes.
and to read those scriptures,
yes, Lord.
To study those scriptures,
yes,
to
Lord.
Meditate on the scriptures, O Lord Jesus, so that wherever we go, whatever challenge we face, whatever storm comes our way,
yes.
we know that we are already victorious over it.
Amen.
We know that we are triumphant over it.
Amen.
And we will not be shaken, we will not be moved. We thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ
and the love of God
and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Remain blessed.